This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. A Boston Marathon kicks off tonight, but it doesn't involve any long-distance running. Instead, dozens of writers will deliver verse in the weekend-long Boston Poetry Marathon. Jim Burley, who calls himself the co-poet wrangler, is here to tell us more. Hi, Jim.
Hello. Great to be here.
So what does wrangler mean, and how many poets are we talking about?
Well, there's like 100 poets reading over the course of 3 days in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and I see myself as a wrangler because making more than four poets do anything at any one time is incredibly difficult.
So we know they're going to be reading poetry, right? So for how long, how many hours, how does it work?
Every hour we have like 8-minute slots for poets, and then we build in breaks over the course of an evening. So you get to hear, usually it's about six poets an hour, and then we take a break and everyone kind of clears their head and they come back for more.
What is important about this, especially to folks who are involved in the poetry community?
Poems have two lives, you know, the life that it has on a page as you're reading it, and then the life of a poem as someone's presenting it. So I think a lot of the people who will come and hear us will go home and immediately write a poem. You know, it's something that's very intense.
Do you have some poems from folks who will be reading this weekend?
Yes, we've actually recorded a poem from January Gill O'Neill. She's the executive director of the Massachusetts Poetry Festival, and she lives in Salem, Massachusetts. This is a poem called Hoodie, and she wrote it for her son, who's biracial.
A gray hoodie will not protect my son from rain, from the New England cold. I see the partial eclipse of his face as his head sinks into the half dark and shades his eyes. Even in our quiet suburb with its unlocked doors, I fear for his safety, the darkest child on our street in the empire of blocks. Sometimes I don't know who he is anymore, traveling the back roads between boy and man. He strides a deep stride, pounds a basketball into wet cement. Will he take his shot, or is he waiting for the open-mouthed orange rim to take a chance on him? I sing his name to the night, ask for safe passage from this borrowed body into the next, and wonder, who could mistake him for anything but good?
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you find that a lot of folks are writing because of current issues, or does it tend to be more sort of universal human themes? Is there a real mix?
Yeah, I think there is a mix. I mean, I think some things are dealing with stuff that's in the news or politics. I mean, we're almost in an election year. There was a hashtag called Black Poets Matter, in which poets were having a discussion about things in Ferguson and things in Baltimore, obviously Trayvon Martin. And I guess the best thing about this poetry conference is that you can have a discussion about what's happening in the news through art.
Give me an idea of, based on your experience in this world, what is the state of poetry like today?
I think it's exciting because I think there's more poets than ever, and there's better ways of connecting with them than there've ever been. Through the internet and Facebook and Twitter, I think people can be in contact all over the world in a way that where they never have. You know, there's more opportunities through small presses for poets to get their work out there. I think it's a great moment for poetry.
You also are a poet.
I am.
And you'll be reading.
And that's one of the best things about this poetry marathon is that I feel like I have to write new poems. You know, I feel like I have to get new stuff out there.
It gives you a little kick to do it.
It definitely.
Okay, so let's give a little preview here of what you're going to be reading, or maybe you don't know yet, but at least one of your poems.
Well, I took the train to Boston today, which I used to do every day, but it caused me to think of a poem as I was riding, and I wrote it on the back of a MBTA ticket.
There we go.
It's called Free Brady. From the stifled sideline, he emerged, dispersing the fog of spring and summer angst, and it was like all those piles of New England snow melted again, poof. Behind center, as usual, pointing variously left and right, barking toward baffled Packers, he was in preseason form, glittering against the Foxborough sunset. Oh, Captain, our Captain, when he is free, we are free, fearing not that winter is coming.
Spoken like a true New England fan. Okay, Free Brady. We've got all kinds of things that will likely be happening at the Poetry Marathon. The Boston Poetry Marathon kicks off tonight.
Tonight at 7 p.m. at Outpost 186. It's in Inman Square in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Okay. The Boston Poetry Marathon kicks off tonight and runs through Sunday. And yes, poets do take the nights off to sleep. That's right.
Yes, please do sleep. You'll need to conserve your strength.
Okay. Jim Burley, who is the poet co-wrangler of the Boston Poetry Marathon, thanks very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.